The path from homelessness to permanent housing is about more than just a place to live. For many people on that road, it's about achieving financial and personal stability. In March, we brought you the story of 25-year-old Lynn Alexis and her daughter Iori. They were living out of their car last fall before they moved into Gracious Hands, a transitional home in Northwest Charlotte. Lynn found a job and began to dream of owning her own home.
My goal is to buy a house within the year, the next year. You know, I have a good paying job. I'm not paying much for to live here because she provides everything that I need.
Having her own home is still a goal, but there have been bumps in the road. WFAE's David Borax has this update.
Hi there, Lynn. How are you?
Nice to see you again. Yeah.
I'm meeting Lynn Alexis again in the living room at Gracious Hands. The home provides up to five women and their children with not only beds, but life skills training and support. After Alexis arrived last fall, she trained as a certified nursing assistant and landed a job, a good one, as a healthcare technician at Levine Children's Hospital. But one day in March, her daughter suffered a seizure at her preschool. Alexis had to leave work to care for her.
It actually happened on a Thursday, and I was let go the next week after, I think a Tuesday, when I went back to work.
What were your feelings at that moment?
I was hurt and confused, but then with the support system that I do have emotionally, they made me realize this was something, one of my biggest dreams. But at the same time, I was making a lot of sacrifices when it came to my daughter. And with her health condition, I also need to focus and, you know, make sure I have a job that's able and capable to work around her in case she does have any seizures outside of the home.
At first, Alexis just wanted to lay in bed and cry. But Sonja Chisholm, who runs Gracious Hands, wasn't about to let that happen.
She was devastated because this was her dream job. And I had to say, hey, pull yourself back together. It's not the end of the world. I say, just let's thank God right now that you are in a place where it's that you have time to find another job and keep it moving.
Then about a week later, another job came up, working as volunteer coordinator on the primary campaign of State Senator Joel Ford. It made her realize she shouldn't limit herself to just what she knows.
Working with Joel, it kind of gave me more aspirations to do any, like, I could do anything that I want to do. I've pulled out skill sets that I've never really had to use before. I've broadened my horizon, so I'm kind of looking just anywhere at this moment.
The campaign job ended a couple of weeks ago when Ford lost. Since then, Alexis has put out about 24 job applications. She's also going for more medical certifications, which could help her find another job soon. But she's got her sights set on a longer-term goal. She's enrolled in a 4-year program at Central Piedmont Community College to become a registered nurse. Nursing is something she was pursuing back in Pennsylvania. That's before she had a falling out with her family, tried to kill herself, and left home abruptly. And speaking of that, she says living at Gracious Hands has helped her grow emotionally and given her the courage to reconcile with her family. She now talks weekly with her mother.
She asks me if I need anything and vice versa. She tells me she's proud of me, which is very weird and rare, but, you know, I'm getting a lot out of that relationship. I think... being here has helped me grow in a lot of ways.
Alexis and her mother now are talking about having Iori spend the summer in Pennsylvania before kindergarten starts in the fall. That would give Alexis a chance to get established in a new job. Meanwhile, Chisholm is big on accountability and responsibility. With her help, Alexis is keeping a budget and saving money.
She's on track. Most women, when they leave here, have saved $5,000. Lynn is doing very, very well in the area of saving. I am very, very proud of her.
You can hardly tell Alexis had a career setback this spring. She's still talking about buying her own house someday, but now she says she'd consider renting too, as long as it's a stable situation.
I'm just baby steps, not allowing my bad days take over my long-term goals and my dreams. Just trying to push through the mud and climb the mountains when they come ahead of me.
At Gracious Hands, she says there's always someone to push you back up. We'll check back in with Lynn this summer, and with Chisholm, too. She's still getting 5 to 10 calls a day from families who need her help. It's the worst part of the job, she says, turning people away. This week, she started looking around for a bigger house so Gracious Hands can have more beds to share. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Northwest Charlotte.